Have faith. Elder Delbert L. Stapley. Delbert L. Stapley. Conference Report. April 1960. Pages 73-75. In Hawaii, a speaker would address the people, Aloha and Uiloa, and in Australia in an afternoon meeting such as this, the speaker would address the people, Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. I extend both greetings to you this afternoon. Elder Marian Giromni and I returned last week from Australia, where we were privileged to organize the first stake in the growing country, the Sydney Stake, which became the 293rd stake in the church. Australia was the adopted country of my great-grandfather, Charles Stapley, who, with his family, emigrated there from England in the year 1838. They were among the first converts after the Australian Mission was established, which mission was established on October 30, in the year 1851. With this background of family history, I am most grateful to the First Presidency for the assignment with Elder Romney, a former Australian missionary, to give Australia its first stake. Stake organization will be a great blessing to the saints there, adding prestige to the church, and a tremendous upsurge to the proselyting work. The saints are thrilled and happy for the increased blessing stake organization will provide them. They love the church and the gospel very much. They are a devoted people of strong faith, testimony, and good works. The future of the church there is most promising. It is a fruitful field, and a rich harvest of converts are in prospect in that far-off country. We are taking the church to the people in the faraway lands. I remember the words of President Mackay, as the New Zealand stake was planned, that transportation has brought the far places of the world close to us. Added to that are the improved communications that permit us almost instantaneously to talk to the saints in the far areas of the earth. The church is being taken closer to the people because now all the helps of the auxiliary organizations and the visits of general authorities will be at their disposal, and in turn this will bring the saints of these faraway lands closer to the church. Truly it is a great blessing to the people to have a stake and all the blessings that are associated with stake organization. I thought by way of a report of our work in Australia I should make this rather brief statement, and now in the short time remaining, I desire, my brothers and sisters, to challenge each of you to have faith in God, know that He lives, that He is the Father of our spirits, that we are created in the image of His person, that we possess like traits, qualities, and powers, that we are in very deed His children, that He loves us and has made glorious preparation in His many mansions for our eternal well-being. Have faith in life and its purpose, know that God has provided and planned it for our joy and happiness, live each day wisely and fruitfully, have faith in Christ, our Lord, as the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father in the flesh, who is full of grace and truth. Have faith that He is the babe of Bethlehem, as chronicled by gospel writers. Have faith that Jesus is the author of peace and salvation to the people of the world. Have faith in His gospel plan of salvation, exaltation, and glory. Have faith in His matchless love in giving His life as an atoning sacrifice to ransom the souls of men from the grave. Have faith that He is our Redeemer, Savior, and God, that there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Have faith in His earthly ministry and divine teachings which lead to joy and happiness in life. Have faith in His resurrection and ascension to glory, and that He now sits on the right hand of God the Father. Have faith that by His resurrection He broke the bands of death, and that resurrection of the body applies to all mankind. Have faith in the first vision of this dispensation, just treated by President Joseph Fielding Smith. Have faith that God the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, personally appeared to the boy Joseph Smith and revealed themselves to him. Have faith in Joseph Smith as a true prophet of God, called to usher in this the dispensation of the fullness of times. Have faith in the church and kingdom of God established by our Lord through Joseph Smith. Have faith in the restored gospel of Christ as revealed anew to the prophet Joseph Smith. Have faith in continued revelation. Have faith in all that God has revealed. Have faith that He will yet reveal many great and important things concerning His work and kingdom. Have faith in priesthood authority, knowing that the Lord has said, "For he that receiveth my servants, receiveth me." Have faith in the power of God and the gift of healing and miracles. Have faith in the Bible as the Word of God, as far as it is translated correctly. Have faith in the Book of Mormon and its inspiring message of truth and faith. Have faith in the Doctrine and Covenants and in its doctrines and teachings which apply to our day and time. Have faith in the Pearl of Great Price and its valuable information and teachings by two chosen prophets of God, Abraham, the father of the faithful, and Moses, the great lawgiver. Have faith in your heritage as descendants of Abraham, that you belong to the house of Israel and are children and heirs of promise. Have faith in our beloved president, David O. Mackay, who is not only the president of the church, but is also prophet, seer, and revelator to the church and the world today. Have faith to pray for and sustain him in his high calling and position. Have faith to be humble and believe and not doubt. Have faith to receive and obey the truths, principles, and ordinances of the gospel of Christ. Have faith to set aside your own views and personal desires to do God's will with confidence and good works. Have faith in the value of service and be willing to devote your time, talents, and gifts to the building of the kingdom and to the blessing of people. Have faith to be honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Have faith that God will bless and reward the faithful who love him and serve him in righteousness and in truth unto the end. Have faith, my brothers and sisters, to do these things, walking always in obedience to the commandments, doing those things that will please the Lord and lead you back into his presence. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.